Amen. Prayer really works. It's kept me alive and kept me on my feet. Thank you, guys. Genesis 5 and verse 2. Every week I bring a little something else. Here is a very good grammar. You see, this isn't like modern Hebrew grammar at all. They don't even know what this book's got in it. They don't have any idea of what's in this. Now, this is Gesenius Hebrew grammar. And Gesenius Hebrew grammar as edited and enlarged by the late E. Kotz. Second edition. Gesenius? G-E-S-E-N-I-U-S. The Gesenius lexicon is really great. Right here. We'll put both of these up here on the camera. As you can see there. Can you see that, Randall? Both of the books. All right. That is a good... There are things that Gesenius has in here that sometimes nobody else has. And sometimes I will put his page number from this lexicon down when I don't use the others. The Hebrew grammar is very large, as you can see, Gesenius' Hebrew grammar. He goes into great depths of a lot of things. And then he goes into the ancient Hebrew writings and shows you all the evolution of the Hebrew alphabet from the ancient script, Aramaic and all. All right. Put that up there. That machine's making an awful lot of racket there. There you go. So you can see it. You can see all the different kinds of the Hebrew writing. Gobs. Yeah. Anyway, he goes into some real depth, in-depth grammar. I think that I would liken this book to A.P. Robertson's Large Greek Grammar. All right, this Hebrew, I've never even shown this to you, have it before. Okay, little by little. Hello, Brother John. Good to have you here. 5 and verse 2, so we are Genesis. I'm just showing this is the big Hebrew grammar that I've referred to many, many times in my grammatical ideas. This is Gesenius' Hebrew grammar. All right? And here is Gesenius' Hebrew Chaldee lexicon. And then here is a little grammar. Of course, your modern Hebrew grammar is nothing compared to this. This is the Kyle M. Yates Hebrew grammar, and I think I gave you one of these. It's one of my older copies. You have it there? Oh, yeah, you've got it there. Anyway, this is it's a more simple form of Hebrew grammar, biblical grammar, than what Gesenius is. All right. Is your wife here with you today, John? You're by yourself, huh? All right. 5 and verse 2. That's where we are. I'm getting over my cold a little better. Well, cold, it was pneumonia. I guess I better leave my glasses on. I used to be able to see without it, but now I can't. Except they bother me. Okay, 5 and verse 2. That's where we are. Are you there yet? 5 and verse 2. All right. Zakar. Zakar. Okay, and that's with it's Z-A-C-H-A-R, Zakar. Yunakivach. Yunakivach. All right. We're in Hebrew. Yeah, Hebrew. 5 and verse 2. Genesis 5 and verse 2. I kind of wish I had a page number on this also, but the chapters and verses are all right. Yunakivach. All right. Zakar was the first one. Zakar. Yunakivach. All right.
Bah, yeah. And then B-Ra-Am, yeah. Well, let me give you a spell this. Z-A-C-H-A-R, Zakar, if you want to write it down. I may give you a test on this right afterwards. 5 and 2, first line, first to the right, male, Zakar, male. Okay? Unikivah, all right. And that's U-N-E-K-E-V-A-H. And then Biraam. That's he created them. He had created them. Okay? It doesn't show on your page? Is it cut off? Biraam? Okay, it just didn't do it, did it? Sorry about that. Let's see what's yours. Is yours blanked out also? Well, what do you know about that? All right. Well, just right above it. All right. Find something here. Now, this is where you get to practice, okay? Okay. What it looks like. You can write this in now. All right. Biraam. All right. Biraam. Faith. Ro Aleph Mem. All right. Biraam. You can write that there. Right above that word. Okay? That's a very important word, too. This is the word that comes from bara. Okay? In beginning. Barashith bara, remember? In the first verse of Genesis 1 and 1. Baraam. It's spelled like this. That's the way it looks. Okay? If you wanted to go backwards. That's the way it would be backwards if you wanted to go that way. All right? Baraam. Since Hebrew is backwards. Okay? Baraam. All right? Baraam. Vai Barek. Yeah. That's an E there. The Vai, Ya, Vai, see the Ye, Vai, Barek. Yeah. Vai, Barek. Second line, Vai, Barek, V-A-Y, R-A-R-E-C. Vai, Barek. Vai, Barek. V-A-Y, B-A-R-E-C-H. And then Otam. Otam. That's them. Otam. Vayikra. Yeah, Vayikra. V-A-I-Y-I-K-R-A. And Otam is O-T-A-M, by the way. And then Shemam. Et Shemam. Et is E-T. You know, just like E-T, extraterrestrial. Et Shemam. S-H-E-M-A-M. And then what's the next one? Who can read that? Who can read that? Adam. Adam. Modern Hebrew, Odom. Okay? Adam. Bayom. B-E-Y-O-M or Y-O-V-M. It's got a V in there, but you really kind of swallow that. B-E-Y-O-M. Biom. And then this last word is kind of long. It's Hib-Ba-Riam. Hib-Ba-Riam. Two B's in there, two B's. H-I-B, B-A-R-E-A-M. Now let's go back and look at this. Zakar Yu Yune Kavak Bi Ra'am Vaya Vivarek Otam Vayikra Et Shimam Adam Yom Hib Bariam. Male and female. Male and female. That's what the two verses. Male and Zakar Yunekavah. Male and female he created. Actually, he had created. He had created. And them is a suffix on that word. Baraam. Baraam. Baraam, if you want to say it. B-E-R-A-A-M. Vivarek. And he kept on blessing them. And he kept on blessing them. And by the way, that first one there, third person masculine, singular, cow perfect. He had created them. That's from bara. Do you see the root of that word, bara? Genesis 1 and 1. Okay. Bara means what? What does bara actually mean? Remember last week we went into some of this where we looked at it and we saw the difference between bara. Remember? Uh-huh. And I saw. Bara and Asah. Asah means to make from oneself. Like a tree makes fruit from itself. Okay? Bara means to cut out and make according to a pattern. Bara, make according to a pattern. And the other one means to create or to make from oneself. The idea is self-generating, like a fruit tree. And we went back and looked at that a little bit. All right. Now, in this 5 and verse 2, what God is doing is He's explaining what He did in Genesis 1, 26 through 28, and 2, 7 and 8, 18, 20, and 21 through 24. Let's go back and read that. Okay? Let's read it. Brother John, have you got your Bible open there? Can you go back to Genesis 1 and verse 26 through 28? Very loud. So. Okay, and then 2, 7, and 8, he says here that God created, how He created man from the same elements as the dust of the ground to become dust prophetically. And then in 18 through 20 and 21 through 24 in the second chapter, it says that there was not a helper worthy of Adam or corresponding to him, side beside juxtaposition. There was not a juxtaposition helper found for him, so God put him into a trance. It said He hypnotized him, and He took from his fleshes and his bones, from his sides, plural, not side, and He formed from man woman, and He called her woman because she came out of man. And then He put them back together in marriage, and it says they were divided, and then they were put back, and they became one flesh again in marriage. So that's a beautiful idea of marriage. All right? And then Adam said, "This is flesh of my flesh and bone of my bones, and she shall be called woman." And he said, "For this cause a man shall leave his mother and father, and they shall become one flesh." That's prophetic, because he didn't have a mama and daddy. God was his father. That was it. All right? In Matthew 19 and verse 4 and Mark 10 and verse 6, it's repetition of this in the New Testament, talks about Adam, Adam. By the way, Adam there actually means the human race. The human race, humanity. The whole of humanity was locked up in Adam. And in God's, Adam was in God's blood flowing likeness and his shadow casting likeness. All right? Hi ba riam. That comes from Bara again, page 135 in Brown, Driver, and Briggs. In their being created. In their being created. Nephael, infinitive construct. Okay? Now let's go over to 5 and verse 3. 5 and verse 3. Can anybody read that first word there? Can you read that, Randall? The first verse, 5 and verse 3, the first word. Vaichi, and lived, is what that actually means, and lived. Kept on living. Vaichi, V-A-Y-C-H-I. And what's the next word? Brother John, you know what that one is? Adam. All right. See there, you know Hebrew. Isn't that I guess? Well, look how much you've learned. How do you spell that in Greek? There it is in Greek, right there. Adam. Adam in Greek. That's the way, if you want to write that down in Greek, you can write it right down below, because that's the Greek word corresponding to that. Okay. Vaichi Adam. Shiloshim. Shiloshim. That sounds real good. Say Shiloshim with me. Shiloshim. She, just like Sheloshim. It means 30. Shiloshim. Shiloshim Yumiat. Yumiat. U-M-E-A-T. Yumiat. And then you've got to get used to this word shana. Shana. All right? S-H-A-N-N-A-H. Shana. Vayovled. Vayovled. Can you say that? Shana Vayovled. V-A-I-Y-O-V-L-E-D. Vayovled. Shana is years, and then and begat, and he begat. Vayovled. Vayovled. He begat. You're going to have a lot of begets pretty soon, so you might as well learn this word. Vayovled. Have you got it written down yet? Can you say that? Vayovled. And then bidmatov. Bidmatov. B-I-D-M-U-T-O-V. Bidmatov. Say bidmatov. Okay. Kitzal mold. Kitzal mold. Okay, K-E-T-Z-A-L-M-O-V. That's the next line down, the first one to the right. And then Vayikra. There's another one you're going to hear all the time. Vayikra. V-A-I-Y-I-K-R-A. Vayikra. Can anybody say that next word? Anybody know what that one is? Come on now, that one we've had a lot. Et. Thank you very much, young lady. You got an A-plus for tonight. By et, and then Shemov. Shemov. Shemov is name and monument. Shemov. S-H-E-M-O-V. Shemov. Shet. Shet. S-H-E-T. Shet. All right. Now let's look at this. Now, Adam and Eve are practicing their creative powers that God gave to them. You know that God gave you creative powers? How many of you have experienced those creative powers? How many of you have children? You created a child from you. Remember, we looked last week at that verse over here, Bara and Asa. God created us in the same image. We came from Him. And we emanated from God, from His person. And when we get married, we procreate and have children. And we create little children. There's my creation right over there. Isn't she beautiful? Isn't she beautiful? That's one of my creations right there. My creation. Now let's read this whole verse quickly. Can anybody start it off? Linda, can you say the first word? Vaichi. Vaichi. Adam, Shiloshim, Shiloshim, Yumiot, Shana, Vayolet, Midmatov, Ketzalmov, Vayikra, Et, Shamol, Shet. All right, now let's go back and look at it. And lived, and kept on being upon the earth, and lived, Adam, 30, Shiloshim, 30, Yumiot, and 100, Yumiot, and, that U on the front of it, that's and 100, Shana is years. Once you see somebody named Shana, that means years. Shana, Vayolet, and he begat. Third person masculine, singular, hithel, wow, consecutive, imperfect. And he begat in his image, in his blood flowing likeness. Look at that. Bidmatov. In his blood flowing likeness. See the word in the middle of there? Where is the root of that word? Do you know what that is? Randall, you know what the root of that word is? That one right there, bidmatov. What in the world is the root of that word? Anybody know? It's the root for the word Adam. It's the root for the Adamah, earth. And Adam, what is it? Dom, in his blood flowing likeness. Mother John, there it is. Adam creates his children in his blood flowing likeness. Because where does the blood come from? In the child. From the man. From Adam. All right? So now they're creating a human race here. In his blood flowing likeness. Kitzavold, Kitzamold, after his likeness, okay, by Yikra, and he called, third person masculine, singular, Kal, wow, consecutive, imperfect, page 894, that's from Kara, Vik, by Yikra, and he called Et Shem, Et Shemov, Shet. All right. What does Shet mean? Or Zeth? It means to stand in place or substitute. All right? Now, Sheth, Zeth, was a substitute for Abel and a substitute for Cain because Cain lost his headship as an heir to Adam. He was going to be the patriarch of the family. But because he killed Abel, he lost his headship. And now this word Zeth is a double substitute. He's a substitute for Abel. And he's a substitute for Cain because he took Cain's place. So this is where every one of us come from this man, right here. Zeth? Okay, Zeth was born about 3874 B.C., somewhere around there. And he lived till 2962 B.C. approximately. Adam was 130 years old when Zeth was born. Does that answer some of your questions? Oh, there's a lots of children. But this is the one that became the heir and was also the substitute for Abel. Hegel. Zeth means substitute. Here was the one. Adam lived 130 years. Adam was 130 years old when Zeth was born. This substitute, okay? 130 years old. That's pretty old. It would be nice if I could live to be 130 years old and have a child and then hope to raise it. Adam is now creating children just as God created him. They are practicing their creative powers, okay? 5 and verse 4. This is pretty neat. Do you like what you're seeing here? All right, pretty neat stuff. If you don't, you just slow down in Hebrew to where you've got to savor every action and every object. Okay? Vayit, Vayiyo, Vayiyo, 5 and verse 4. Vayiyo, Vayiyo, okay? It's V-A-I-Y-I-H-Y-O. Now, this is, I'm just saying this because this is the best I can read it. And try to give it to you in modern Hebrew, okay? Vayiyo, Yemei, Y-E-M-E-I. And what's the next one? Adam. And then Achare. A-C-H-A. Achare. Achare. Hov-Lidov. Hov-Lidov. Uh-huh. What's the next word? Et. What's the next word? Shet. Boy, look at here. You guys are getting with it now. You don't need me anymore. Shimone. Shimone. She, like S-H-E-M-O-N-E-H. Shimone. Miot. What's the next one? What's that next one? You had that one before, remember? Miot is M-E-O-T. What's this next one? For years? Shana. S-H-A-N-N-A-H. Shana. Bayovlid. Bayovlid. And here's the word create or begat. So this is it. This is important. V-A-I. Y-O-V-L-E-D, Violet. That's the way you kind of swallow that V in there, Violet. You don't even hear it, but they say it's there, but they don't hear it. Banim, B-A-N-I-M, Banim. Yuvanot, Yuvanot. All right, Yuvanot. U-V-A-N-O-V-T. Yuvanot. And like I said, you swallow the V, or just leave it out there if we want to. U-V-A-N-O-T or N-O-V-T. Okay? You have to swallow that. Now let's go back and read this one. All right? Now when Adam was 930 years old, it's 3045 B.C., 3045 B.C., okay? That's a long time ago. That's 5,000 years ago. Vayeyo. All right. Yamei. Adam. Achare. Hovledov. Et. Shet. Shimone. Miot. Shana, Violet, Banim, Yuvanot. Isn't that nice? Now you can just go right down through her and read it. When you write it down, it does click in your old brain cells, doesn't it? It makes the brain click. It really, that's why I'm taking time for you to do this. Vayiyo yame adam achari havladov et shet shamone miot shana Violet, Banim, you, Va, note. And they became, all right, and they became the days, all right, and they became. There's the word became. Now, after a person lives, I'm 60-something years old, so I have lived 60-something years, okay? That's how old I am. Dakota is getting real old. She's 17 and a half years old. 17 and a half. 17 and a half years you have became. All right. Brother John, how old are you? You mind telling us? 74. You have become 74 years old. That's what the idea is. You have become 74 years old. I remember when Dakota was a little old toddling, skinny little baby running around, only became 2 years old at that time. All right. And became and kept on living. The days, all right, yemei, yom is days, yom, all right, yemei, the days, adam, Adam, achare, after, achare, after his begetting, or causing to beget, zeth, eight, she, mone, eight, miot, hundred, shana, years, and he begat sons, banim,
Remember what is son? Ben is son. Banim is sons.
Yuvanot and daughters. So he lived that many years. And after 800 years, and he begat sons and daughters. I'm going to tell you something. Adam created a lot of kids in 930 years. He created a lot of kids. He kept on creating them.
Remember, Eve had the ability of every woman today to bear 1,000 children. 1,000 children. Every woman has the ability that many eggs in her ovaries to have 1,000 children.
And she probably had all of them. She probably had 1,000 children. And she had multiple births. Cain and Abel were probably born together. Cain was the eldest, and then Abel was the next one. And there might have been girls and boys besides that. I don't know how many she had at that time, but we know she at least had two in that gestation period. Okay? 5 and verse 5 now. Doesn't say much about them. Yeah. Do you know how many people in the resurrection that God is going to resurrect that nobody ever got to see that was your grandfather and great-grandfather? And great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandfathers and grandmothers 100 times? 100 generations ago? People that have been forgotten, but God didn't forget them? Think about that. People that were forgotten that God is going to resurrect. He didn't forget them. Vayiyu. Vayiyu. That's a hard word. V-A-I-Y-I-H-Y-U. Vayiyu. What's this next one? Do you remember what this was? We had that one a lot. All in coal. Coal. Yemei. Vayiyu. Coal. Yemei. Y-E-M-E-I. Can anybody know what that next one is? Adam. And then what's the next word? Asher. Chai. Asher is A-S-H-E-R. You know how to spell Adam, so I don't have to tell you that. Okay. Chai. Tisha. T-E-S-H-A. And then Meot. M-E-O-B-T or M-E-O-T, however way you want to do it. There's a B in there, according to modern Hebrew. In biblical Hebrew, there isn't. Shana. U-Shiloshim. Yushiloshim. U-S-H-E-L-O-S-H-I-M. Yushiloshim. Shana, Yushiloshim, Shana. Doesn't that sound pretty? And then Vayimot. And that word right there, Vayimot, you're going to see a lot of time. And he died. Vayiyu kol yemei Adam Asher Chai Tisha Miot Shana Yushiloshim Shana Vayamot. Let's say that together now. Vayiyu Kol Yemei Adam Asher Chai Tisha Miot Shana Yushiloshim Shana Vayamot. Vayamot. All right. And became all call all days Adam Asher Chi Adam which he lived Tesha 9 Miot 100 Shana years and 30 Yushiloshim 30 years, Shana. And what happened to Adam? He died. Adam saw the fruition of his sin in the person of Cain, his firstborn. He saw a civilization that his descendants built in defiance of God. And now he sees his first, his child, the first death he ever sees of that of his son Abel. And there's an old term, when you choose to sin, you choose to what? Suffer. When you choose to sin, you choose to suffer. As simple as that. He lived about 4,000 B.C. to 3,370 B.C., somewhere around there. Some people say 3,847 to 3,300 B.C. These numbers are really guesswork, basically. Genesis 4:16 through 24. We see all these children. 5 and verse 6 now. 5 and verse 6. Can anybody say that word? Since we've been looking at it every term almost, almost every verse. Vaychi. V-A-Y-C-H-I. How about the next word? Shet. Shet or Zeth. Chamish. Chamish. C-H-A-M-E-S-H. Chamish Shanim. Shanim. Remember, we looked at Shana, year, and this is years. Chamish Shanim. S-H-A-N-I-M. Shanim Yumiat. Yumiat, it's 100 and 100. Shana, years. Violet. All right, Violet. It's V-A-I-Y-O-B-L-E-D, Violet. What's that next word down there on the next line? Et. And then what's the other one? Can you look at that one? It's exactly like it is in English. Enosh. 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 All right. And the word for Enosh in Hebrew or in Greek is like this. That it is in Greek. Okay? Enosh. All right? Enosh. Enos. Violet. V-A-I-Y-O-B-L-E-D. Violet. Modern Hebrew would be W-A-I-Y-O-L-E-D. Why lo yo led? What?
The one right before that.
Okay, that one is Shana. S A N S H S H A N A H. Shana. All right. Yumiat Shana Dayoled et Enosh. Enosh. Enosh? Oh, yeah. Shanim there. Years is plural. That it is, but it's not plural like the first one. Because we're talking about 5 years, and this is 100. 100. Okay, 100. All right. And lived, and became, literally, and became, and lived, or became, and lived. Zeth means substitute. Zeth, by the way, is like this in Greek. Looks like this. Death. All right? In Greek. If you want to write that down there in your book, I want to. Get a little Greek and Hebrew at the same time. That's what's in the Septuagint. Okay? And lived Zeth 5, Shamish Shanim 500 and 100 years, Shana, and he begat and kept on begetting at Enosh. All right? Enosh. What does Enosh mean? You can look that up on page 60 in Brown, Driver, and Biggs, by the way. Enosh means what? Anybody know? Dying. 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 You know that the first 10 names of the Bible from Adam to Noah, all prophesy the coming of the Lord and what He would do. We have Adam.
Adam, our first Adam was Adam. Our second Adam is what? The King of Glory, the God of Heaven, when God became flesh. And what's the next word? What's the next person after Him? Zeth, or Sheth, which means substitute. And then we have the next one's what? Enosh. Almost writing backwards. Enos means dying. Our substitute died. Look at that. Our substitute died for us. Have you ever heard of this before, Brother John? Nothing? Okay. We're going to get into this. The first 10 names to talk about the coming of the Lord, the creation of God, the coming of the Lord, Him dying on the cross. Zeth, He is our substitute. He's the second Adam. We have the first Adam. We have the second Adam. The second Adam came as a substitute for our sins, and He died on the cross of Calvary. Okay?
You didn't hear that. You've never put this together before. Okay, well, we're going to. All right. Enosh. All right. Enosh lived from about 3769 B.C. to 2864 B.C., okay? Now, there are other. 1 Chronicles 1 and 1, Luke 3:38. These are some cross references to this, okay? Last time I translated this verse was in 1977, and I was sitting in front of Brother Herbert, I imagine, when he was schooling me in this. All right. Let's go on now. By the way, Zeth lived about 3874 to 2962. Zeth lived about 3874 to 2962 B.C., if you want to write that down. These are just general figures. 3874 to 2962. And then let's go back to the next verse, verse 5 and verse 7. 5 and 7. Okay? Anybody know how to spell that one? Or how to say that word? We've looked at that one several times now. Just go back and Vaychi. 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 V-A-Y-C-H-I. Vaychi. What's the next one? Shet. Acharei. A-C-H-A-R-E-I. Acharei. Havlado. Havlado. H-O-V-L-I-D-O-V. Havlado. Havlado. Okay? You got that down? And what's the next word? Et and Enosh. Sheba. Sheba. And what's the next word? You know that one, Brother John? Shanim. Shanim. Sheba Shanim. Et Enosh Sheba Shanim Yushimone. Yushimone. U S H E M O N E H. Yushimone. And then the next word is Miot. That's 100 Miot. Down at the bottom. Shana. Vayulet. Vayolet, V-A-I-Y-O-V-L-E-D. Banim. Banim, B-A-N-I-E-M. I-N-I-M. And then, Yuvanot. Yuvanot. Banim, Yuvanot. Let's go back here now. And let's read it together. Vaychi. Shet. Acharei. Halido, Et, Enosh, Sheba, Shanim, Yushimone, Miot, Shana, Yuvanot.
There, look at there. Now you've read a verse in Hebrew. You can go out there to McDonald's over there and shaft your brother and tell him how the cow eat the cabbage. All right? Vaychishet achari havladov et enoshiva shanim yushinove miot shana vayolid banim yuvanot. And lived. And existed Zeth, 3874-2962 BC, okay? After his begetting, Havlido, after his begetting, Hifael, infinitive construct, by the way. And by the way, the suffix in this is third person masculine and singular in there. Et Enosh, Shiva, 7, Shanim, 100, and 8, Yushi, Moneh, and 8, Miot, 100, Shana, years, Vayulet, and he begat Banim, sons, and what? Yuvanot, daughters. All right. We're clipping along here in the book of Genesis. Clipping along. Anybody read this next verse? The first one there? Vayiyu. Vayiyu. V-A-I-Y-I-H. Y-U. Vayiyu. Boy, that little short word there looks is big in English, isn't it? When you try to pronounce it. Kol. Yemei. K-O-L and then Y-E-M-E-I. Yemei. And what's the next word? Shet. Shetim. S-H-E-T-E-I-M. Shetim. Esrei. E-S-R-E-H. Let me get back to it here in just a second. Hello? All right? Hello? Hello? That's working. Shetim and Esra. Shetim is the first word, S-H-E-T-E-I-M. Shetim, Esra, E-S-R-E-H, Esra, and then Shana. That word Shana ought to be getting familiar by now. Utisha is 9 and 9. Miot, 100. Shana, years. Vayomet, what does that mean? Vayomet. And he died. Third person, nice and singular, while consecutive, imperfect. He died and stayed that way. That's what happens usually, isn't it? You die and stay that way. All right, 5 and verse 9. 5 and verse 9. Clipping along. We've covered several verses tonight. All right. We got the dates down here of these people, I think. Zeth lived from 3874 to 2962. All right. He lived 912 years old when he died, by the way. He was 912. That's Zeth. Zeth lived 912. And you'd be surprised how many of these people knew each other all the way back to Noah's time. Think about it. How old Noah was when these people died. They knew some of them. All right. Vaychi. V-A-Y-C-H-I. Vaychi. And then what's the next word? Enosh. Tishim. T-I-S-H-I-M. What's the next word? Shana. Next word. Violet. Violet. V-A-I-Y-O-V-L-E-D. Violet. And if it's in modern or biblical Hebrew, is Y-O-L-E-D. Y-O-L-E-D. All right. What's that next word? There's no arguing about this word. Et. Thank you very much, young lady. And then Canaan,
K-E-I-N-A-N, Canaan. All right, Canaan. Canaan. Let's look at that now. Now we have Enosh, and now Enosh begets who? Canaan. Canaan. By the way, this word here in Greek is like this. All right, Canaan. If you want to write that down in Greek, it's Kappa Alpha Iota Nu Alpha Nu. Canaan. Canaan. What in the world does Canaan mean? Canaan. Let's look at this. Adam of the earth. God became of the earth and became the second Adam. Zeth, he became our substitute. Enosh, he was going to die. Canaan, what was he going to do when he died? Possession. He died to possess. John 3:16. What does John 3:16 say? For God so loved the world that he gave His only begotten Son. Why? Why did He give His only begotten Son? So we can have eternal life, and so He can buy back the whole universe back to Himself. Possession. Adam, Zeth, Enosh, possession. Adam, the first Adam, Dom. We're related to God in His blood flowing likeness. We're related to the earth, and we're related to God. And God's related to the earth and related to us. Zeth, He is our substitute. Third, by dying on the cross of Calvary, He possessed the whole universe again and us. All right. Isn't that beautiful? All right. Canaan lived about 3650 B.C., somewhere around there. All right. 5 and verse 10. You want to go to another verse? You want to do this one, or you want to quit right there? What do you think? Brother John, you come the furthest. You want to do 10? Okay, we'll do it. Okay, since you want to do it, what's that first word there? Vaychi. Vaychi. V-A-Y-C-H-I. You know what, Linda? You're going to be so far ahead of them people at home. You know what? And you're getting it. Oh, I know you. I can see it lighting up here. Vaychi. What's the next word? Enosh. Achare. Vaychi Enosh Achare. It's A-C-H-A-R-E-I. Havlado. Havlado. Et Canaan, Canaan, Shamish, Shamish is 5. C H A M E S H. You know how to spell Canaan. K E I N A N. Et Canaan, Shamish, Esrei, E S R E H, Esrei, Shana. Yushimone, Miot, Shana, Violet, Banim, Yuvanot. Okay, Miot, that's the last one on that page and then the next page, okay? Miot is M-E-O-T, Miot, Shana, S-H-A-N-A, H, Shana, Violet, V-A-I-Y-O-V-L-E-D. If you want to do it in Biblical Hebrew, it's V-A-I-Y-O-L-E-D. Okay? Banim, B-A-N-I-M. And then Yuvanot, U-V-A-N-O-V-T. Yuvanot. Let's go back and look at this one. And lived Enosh. Vaychi Enosh Achare. Let's read this together. Vaychi Enosh Achare Havlado Et, Canaan, Shamesh, Esrei, Shana, Yushomaneh, Meot, Shana, Violid, Banim, Yuvanot.
All right, now let's look at this.
And lived Enosh after his begetting, causing to beget Canaan. Five, Esrei 10, Shana years, and Yushomaneh, and 800, Meot, Shana years, and he kept on begetting sons, Banim, and Yuvanot, and daughters. Now he lived 815 years. Now just put some of these years together and find out where in the world they end up. In Noah's time, at the flood, they knew each other. They all knew each other. All right? 815 years. And he begat sons and daughters. Canaan lived from about 36 to 79 B.C. to 2559 B.C. Okay? 3679 B.C. to 2559 B.C. All right? So now we have Canaan. And he begets sons and daughters. 5 and verse 11. Do you want to do this one? It's not a very long verse. You want to do that one? Okay. By Yiyu. 5:11. 5 and 10 was A and B. Now we're on 5:11, okay? By Yiyu. V-A-I-Y-E-H-Y-U. By Yiyu. And then Kol. Yamei. Enosh. Shamesh. Shamesh is C-H-A-M-E-S-H. Shanim. Yutisha. Meot. Shana. Bayamot. And you're going to have to get used to that. Bayamot. B-A-Y-Y-O-M-O-T. Bayamot. Do you miss anything in here? Anywhere? You want me to go back and we'll read it all over again together. But have you got them all down? Oh, was I too fast for you? Oh, which one where do you miss? Okay, Enosh 5 years and 9. Enosh, Shamesh. Okay, C-H-A-M-E-S-H. Shanim, S-H-A-N-I-M. Utisha is 9. U-T-E-S-H-A. Utisha, Meot. The last line. Meot, M-E-O-T. Shana. S-H-A-N-A-H. Shana. Bayamot. B-A-I. Y. A or O. M-O-T. Let's read it together. Bayiyu Kol Yamei. Koyamei, Enosh, Shamesh, Shanim, Utisha, Meot, Shana, Bayamot. All right. Isn't that nice? You're getting it, spitting it out now. And became all the days of Enosh 5 years and 900 Shana years, and he died. All right. 905 years is how long he lived. 905 years, but he died. He died. All right. Enosh lived 905 years, and he died. All right. Don't say nothing about him. But you know they were living and dying and killing. They were killing too. They were killing people. They were killing each other.
There was no importance.
No. They were of no importance. You want to do something eternal, go out and do something eternal for the Lord this week, and that will follow you back into eternity. Vaichi kenan shivaim shana vayolad et mahalel. All right. That's the next verse. That's where you're going to go. You want to quit now? You had enough for tonight, or do you want to do this verse? You want to do it? Okay, let's do it. 5 and verse 12. We're skipping along. Vaichi, B-A-Y-C-H-I, Kenan, K-E-I-N-A-N, Shivaim, Shivaim, S-H-I-V-I-M, and then Shana, you know how to spell Shana by now. Vayolet, you ought to be able to get that one. That's V-A-I-Y-O-V-L-E-D, and then Et, Mahalel. Mahalel. All right. Mahalel. In Greek, that's the way you spell it in Greek right there. Malelael. They don't have any H's. Malelael means the splendor of God. See here. Mahalel. All right. Mahalel means the splendor of God. Mahalel. The splendor of God. Was Jesus the splendor of God? John 1:14, 1:18. All right. Do you see how these first 10 names, what they mean? Mahalel. About 3609 B.C. to 2714 B.C. 1 Chronicles 1 and 12 is a cross-reference to him. Okay? Mahalel, the splendor of God. And lived Canaan 70 years and begat 70 years now. And begat Mahalel. And he begat Mahalel, the splendor of God. From about 3609 B.C. to 2714 B.C. All right? We'll start in 5 and 13 next week. Is this the 22nd? 21st. All right. We'll get there. Vaichi kenan acharei Halvdov et Mahalel Abayim Arbiim Shana Yushi Mone Miot Shana Vayolid Banim Yuvanot. That's what the next one, even just think about that one till next week, okay? Are you learning? Is it a little easier for you to say the words? It's coming along, isn't it? It's beginning to click. Beginning to click. Well, thank you for your attention and enduring those hard seats. Turn you loose on the world. I'm proud of you there, Linda, coming in here and sticking in there. Yeah. Well, it's coming around. It's coming around. You're coming around. You just keep on writing it down. That's the trick right there. Write it down. And you write it down. You look at that Hebrew, you write it down, and it's going to imprint in your brain, and that's what you call learning by induction. All right? Brother John, would you dismiss us in prayer?